hate my mom so much. How did you marry her? My dad was smart to leave when he did. She's so mean. He must be the nicest man in the world to have married her, because if I would have known and you guys didn't get married so fast, I would have warned you. She thinks everybody's just lower than her, and she's treated me like this my whole life, and making me stay home instead of getting to go away for college, and I can't even study. How do you live with her? I would do anything to get away from her. I don't know how you stay with her. I'm sorry. I know she is your wife, and I respect you, and I'm grateful that you're helping me pay for college, because if you weren't here, I don't know how I would have made it work. So thanks for listening to me. Vent. I didn't know you guys were having any problems. You're always so sweet to her. Sometimes I even get a little jealous, because she's such a horrible lady and she married such a great guy like you. I hope I can find somebody like you. I hope so. I hope there's someone out there. I do. I totally get jealous. I can't help it. It's just, you're so patient, and it's just like you have unconditional love to give, and that's just not something I've known. It's really nice though. It makes it easier to sleep in the house knowing you're here. I don't know. She's lucky to have you. I mean, we're lucky to have you. And I don't know. I like you holding me like this. It's really comforting. No, you're not crossing. You're not making me uncomfortable. You're not crossing any boundaries. I feel so safe with you. Glad you think I'm sweet. I'm glad we have the relationship we do, because I don't know what I'd do without you. I know you're married to my mom, but I wish I was with you instead. I know. Might as well just be honest. I'm just telling you everything. So I might as well just be honest that if I would have met you first, I definitely would have wanted to pursue something further with you. But that doesn't mean anything now, because you're married to her. Oh, thanks. I am blushing, but thanks for saying I'm cute when I blush. Sometimes I just think about what it'd be like to kiss you. Like, really kiss you, and not just kiss on the cheek. Right now it's hard for me to think about anything other than being more intimate with you. And partly because I would love to think about the idea of having sex with my mother's husband, because that would really piss her off. But also, you're really great. I really like you. You're so handsome. You're just so reliable, and I feel safe with you. And that's something no one else has made me feel. But I don't know. What do you think? I mean, I'd never tell her. I would never tell her. You know how horrible she is. I don't have anywhere else to go, so I have to live here. You're married to her, and you're not going anywhere, so we could have a arrangement behind our back. She could go on all her outings with all her fake friends while she's gone and leaving you alone. We could have our own relationship, and I could give you what she doesn't give you. I can't believe we're talking about this. I can't believe it. I know, there's so much porn about having sex with your stepdad, and here we are. We're sitting here talking about this. My heart is racing just thinking about that this conversation's actually happening. I really want this. I really want you. I really want... No, not just because I know it would drive her insane. And I don't know, it's just... You're just incredible, and... It would make me really happy to get to make love to you on a regular basis. And think about just exploring and learning about what I like and what I don't like sexually with someone more experienced than me, and someone patient, and someone who really cares for me. And I have no doubt in my mind that you care very much for me. And I really trust you. Do you trust me? Do you trust me that I'll never tell anyone? I won't. I would never want anyone to think bad of you. I know it's not something that people would look on positively. But everyone has a few secrets, and making love to you when she's gone, that could be a secret I'd never feel guilty for keeping. I do. I have thought about it. I've thought about being with you a lot. I have a special pillow. I can't believe, I'm just gonna tell you, we've gone this far. I have a pillow on the side of my bed, and I sprayed it with some of your cologne a while back, and a couple times now. But I hold it when I fall asleep. And sometimes before I fall asleep, I straddle the pillow and ride it and pillow hump it. And just touch myself, wanting it to be healed. Lying with my thighs wrapped around you. Just feel how strong you are. Feel your lips on my skin. Yeah. I'll let you to finger me. I want to feel your finger. Your hand's been working up my thigh for a while. You can go further. I don't finger myself really, so this is a lot. Slow for a while. Of course you understand. You always understand. You're so amazing. Can I get on your lap? I want to get on your lap and ride your fingers and pretend I'm taking your cock. So when I'm not as tight, like, we can really enjoy. But just straddle here. I never thought I would be straddling my stomach to death. Oh my god. Okay. I'm so wet. You make me so wet. Okay. You just hold your finger there. This is my first time I've written anything besides my pillow. So fast. I'm sorry. It was so intense. Oh my god, your fingers are wet. I'm sorry. I'm so embarrassed. You liked it. Really? No. I guess we've gone this far. We'll just have to keep practicing and all the things. Let's see. See what we find fun together. And I promise I'll never tell anyone. It'll be our secret.